Welcome to Cricket Podcast. This is your host, Mr. Number 9.
And this is The Fool.
Hypothetical matchups, New Zealand versus Sri Lanka in the semi-final. I know we've been spanking them all summer, but where it counts.
And it's Sri Lanka in the semi-final at a World Cup. And as you were saying before, that doesn't tend to go well for New Zealand. So that is troubling. And it almost makes me want South Africa to win because I'd feel more comfortable playing South Africa in the semi-final.
At Eden Park? Absolutely.
At Eden Park. That said, I think at Eden Park we'll beat Sri Lanka. I think we've done it enough. We've gone round the tracksman so many times over the summer. New Zealand's, we had lost a few games during the series when they were here, but I think New Zealand, by the end of it, basically, they have Sri Lanka's number. Bolt knows how to get Sam Carr out, so there's 100 runs out. You know? We know how to limit Jai Wardner. We know how to get Dilshan out. We know how to
If there's
with
any
the
two teams that are more familiar with each other...
I don't feel that the Sri Lankans have quite got the New Zealand top order's number the same as the New Zealand bowlers have got the Sri Lankans' top order's number. So that's what makes me more comfortable with New Zealand there,
And especially Lasith Malinga, who is such a talisman for that team. If Herath doesn't play, things look even better for New Zealand. Now, in the other semi-final, we're both agreed India's probably playing that semi. But would you rather see India play Australia or would you rather see India play Pakistan in a semi-final of a World Cup?
Yeah, fair enough. If it was India and Pakistan, would be quite a good. The problem there, I look at it and go, yes, Pakistan might be able to find Australia's number with their bowlers. I don't think Pakistan's bowlers are going to find India's number in a semi-final. And so it's not even going to be close if that's the case.
Comes to figuring out which team will crack first under pressure, I think it'll be Pakistan rather than India.
So that's the other thing. Australia almost has to win it to make that semi-final even somewhat. Because that's going to be an interesting game. Australia-India in Australia for the semi-final.
In Sydney, SCG.
SCG. With Australia doing similar to what New Zealand's done to Sri Lanka over the... Actually, it's a very interesting lineup because you've got Sri Lanka versus New Zealand, who Sri Lanka spent the summer touring New Zealand. India, Australia, but India spent the summer touring Australia.
That being said,
difference there is that India was horrible in the tri-series and beforehand, but they've come to the World Cup and just suddenly hit all this form, looking really good, and so that's going to be a really interesting game because they've got all this run-up for that, and Australia's going to come and go, yeah, we know how to spank you. Yeah, we're fine. Yeah, we can do this. And it's a different Indian team, I feel.
I agree. And their bowling lineup is a completely different bowling lineup. And I think that tri-series, the Indian batters treated it like a warm-up. Nobody cares who's going to win the tri-series if you don't win the World Cup. Which is true. And if they were spending their time getting used to Australian conditions. And I think that batting lineup are used to Australian conditions, especially a pitch like the SCG, which is a good turning pitch. That being said, Australia's bowling lineup, while Mitchell Starc is in great form, and people like Mitchell Johnson and Co are all pretty good players.
I'd say all the Mitches are going very good.
But they lack one key ingredient that I think India have on them in an ODI game. They don't have a frontline spinner who... It comes in and they don't have a Shakib Al Hassan, a Daniel Vittori, and Ravi Ashwin type player, or a Herath type player. Glenn Maxwell, fantastic closer and a great all-round cricketer. He's not that level of spin bowler. Neither is Steve Smith or Michael Clark. All due respect to those players.
They're not a frontline spinner. They're not. You've been picked on your spin abilities. They're all-round. Yeah, they're either batters who can bowl a bit, or they're an all-rounder who's been picked on both their batting and their bowling.
And there's nothing wrong with having all-rounders in your team, but given they have such a strong pace bowling lineup, I am surprised that they didn't pick a frontline spinner like Nathan Lyon, who's actually got a good ODI record. It may come to bite them in the SCG because they don't use him. I don't... Like Steve Smith, he's a good player, and he's really young, but I don't see him as... that sort of threat. He's not a Daniel Vittori, Ravi Ashwin, Shakib Al Hassan level threat. That's Australia's main weakness to me. Two main weaknesses. Their batters are very prone against swing bowling, and everybody knows it.
They can be. They've definitely got a problem there. And I think
Don't have enough patience to see out the swinging ball.
Yeah, I think that's the problem, is that they want to get at the fast bowlers.
And if they lose Michael Clark early, then things go down.
Yeah. So that could be a very interesting game.
And you can lose games in that middle over without a good spin bowler to put on the brakes and break the partnerships and mix things up. India, on the other hand, swing bowling is deadly to everybody, of course. But their batters seem more patient. And Virat Kohli has played very mature innings and everybody's in good form in that lineup. If I had to pick, I can't see anything past a New Zealand-India final at this stage.
I was actually... thinking that very early in the tournament. India New Zealand final, and that's going to be an interesting final.
As much as I would love for it to be a New Zealand-Bangladesh final, and if that happened, I would hope for a rainout so that they would share the trophy, but...
I thought, does the final share?
The final, if there's a rainout or a tie, it's shared.
Oh, okay. All the other games that goes on, who would beat who?
Yes. Yeah. But to the final, they're like, it's the final, it's a knockout game. Nothing before should decide it, which I think is a good rule.
Yeah, that is a good rule.
I'm surprised they didn't pick Super Over, which I would pick for the knockout games, in my opinion. Yeah. I think that would be a good way to decide
They've sort of gone off that sort of penalty shootout style thing, even with the Super Over, which does seem to work very well.
In T20s.
In T20s. So you thought they might have
more ties in T20s. It's a smaller number of overs, and that is why
you're... easier to get to that. But I would have thought, using that would have been a good option. But they've just gone with the simple who's got the better win record, or who beat who if they've faced before, or just who's got the better win record.
Well, that's good. That's good, because if New Zealand and Sri Lanka's game gets rained out, they go through, because they've beaten Sri Lanka. And if they face South Africa in the semi-final, then they go through because they finished higher than South Africa in the group stage. I cannot disagree with these rules. They work completely in our favour.
Now that we've won every pool game, yes.
Those are great rules. We love them. But yes, hopefully there's no rain, no Duckworth Lewis, or if there is Duckworth Lewis, it is from the start, so both teams go into it knowing how many overs they're playing and plan accordingly and have their lineup set accordingly.
Well, at the very least, this coming week's games, I think all look reasonably good weather. The New Zealand Wellington is good.
Potentially there could be some rain, but we'll see.
They were predicting sun on the weather tonight. There is rain coming, but it's looking more like Sunday, Monday than
fingers crossed.
Saturday. So.
And hopefully that Tuesday semi and the Wednesday semi after that are also go ahead.
That might be the problems. There is said that rain cloud coming up, so hopefully it comes through on the Sunday, Monday. He's gone.
Oh well. All right. Things are so far. Player of the tournament.
Yes, either him.
Maybe at least batter of the tournament.
Batter of the tournament. Yes, I was thinking either that one of the bowlers, and it's either going to be bowlers, either Bolt, Southey, or
Stark,
or the Scottish guy whose name just who was sharing top bowling.
Davey.
Sharing top honours on the bowling with Bolt and Southey for a while there until Bolt got a few wickets against Bangladesh.
All right. Well, we've pretty much covered all the topics I think we wanted to talk about.
I think so, too.
All right. So, well, we will see if we're right in the next few days, and hopefully we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time.